A reminder from the NAACP, on April 1st, don't be fooled. Vote.
Becker comes back to Zari Gwynn. You could see it was short. And the rebound to Hansen. Hansen gives it up, driving inside, putting up the floater. That is no good. And that was by Hennings. And Robinson coming down to Becker. Becker coming all the way in, puts it up. No good. And he was fouled. So I like the aggressiveness of Cole Becker to take that ball to the rack. So he'll shoot two. That's on Chambers, his first. Becker's first time at the line tonight.
A fun part of being here at State Park is on a scoring drought for 2 minutes and 37 seconds. Tosa West, 2 minutes, 16 seconds.
Wow. Well, not anymore for the Panthers as he makes the first to make it 17-14. Second one up, also good. Make it 18-14. And Becker checks out. On the drive is Brown, comes inside, puts it up and scores with the left hand. And Robinson comes down, gives it to Freeman on the wing. He almost loses it, now gives it up to Becker. That's Cam Becker. Now to Zari Gwynn. Now back to Cam Becker. Then it went over to De Leon, who's in now. WRJN Racine. Robinson with the three-pointer. As we're mentioning that, 21-16 now. Park with the lead. As Brown brings it up, look for him to start penetrating more. Now they try to go inside. Shot up is good by Klosky. Klosky goes up with authority to make it a 21-18 game. Park with the lead, 6:30 to go in our first half. Robinson directing traffic, gets it over to Zari Gwynn. Zari Gwynn pulls up, shoots no good, hit the ring, falls to the ground. And from the corner to the three-pointers, no good, and the rebound to Robinson. That shed three-pointer was no good by Hansen. Here comes Robinson penetrating all the way down, putting it up no good. Tap up is good. Zari Gwynn with the putback to make it 23-18. They better get back quickly as Henning comes all the way down. And it's knocked away. And here comes Zari Gwynn. He's almost fouled. Coming all the way down, putting it up, and he scores. Zari Gwynn with the coast-to-coast layup to make it 25-18. Here comes Jaylen Brown now. Jaylen Brown still with the basketball, doesn't want to give it up. Now he gives it up to Chambers. And Chambers then gives it on the drive. The shot up is good by Jaylen Brown again. And again, they're going to want to put it in his hands, 25-20. Park with the lead, 5 minutes to go in our first half. Zari Gwynn on the wing. They're going to say he traveled.
Timeout on the floor.
Got a floor timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds again. You're listening to High School State Championship Basketball on DG Sports.
craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Dick, I gotta correct myself. It was not Brown that came from West Dallas Central. It was Klosky, Matthew Klosky.
Okay.
My apologies.
All right, because I did not know. And Klosky must have been there then already a year. Because he's a junior. Now taken away. And then he loses it. Was Freeman. Made the interception, but then couldn't handle it as it goes out of bounds. So Hansen will try it again. As he inbounds to Wright, who's in the lineup now. Steven Wright, a 5'10" junior guard. Now Brown, turnaround, puts it up and scores. The turnaround by Jaylen Brown to make it 25-22. He's got eight. He leads the Trojans. Robinson with the basketball now. 4:25 to go. Passes on the wing to Becker. Back outside to Freeman, and he's fouled. I think he's fouled by Brown. Yes. Fouls on Brown. That's his second.
24, Jaylen Brown is second. Team's fifth.
Team fifth. So parked inbound, they get it into Betker. Now Betker, the give and go, and he can't handle it. It's De Leon. He was wide open for the layup. Nope, that was Eastland. Juan Eastland, who's in the game now, 6 foot junior. There's a shot up, no good. Ball goes almost out of bounds, but it's saved into the hands of Hansen. Hansen now on a drive, kicks it out. Now weaving his way inside and then throwing it back out was Klosky to Hansen. Then they put it into the hands of Chambers. And now Brown's handling it on the drive. He puts it up and scores. Jaylen Brown with another two, make it 10 points for Brown. It's a 1 point lead for the Panthers, 25-24. Robinson with the basketball now, drives. They go in the corner to Betker. He almost loses it. Now gets it. Then it's taken away. They take it away from Freeman. And the Trojans can take the lead again as shot goes up and is good by Klosky. So Klosky gives Wauwatosa West the lead again at 26-25. Eastland with the basketball. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound, though. And they're going to say he was pushed out of bounds. So it's on Jaylen Brown. That's his third. And we got a floor timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds again. You're listening to high school state championship basketball on DG Sports.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Once again, you're listening to State Championship Basketball on DG Sports.
Okay, back to live action here, 26-25. Wauwatosa West with the lead. And Park to inbound underneath their basket.
Dick, this is Tosa West's first lead of the game. They're on an 8-0 run for the last 2.5 minutes.
Wow. To get it in to Zari Gwynn. Gwynn gives it up to Becker, and he puts up a wild shot that's no good, but he's fouled, I think. That's Klosky's second. And at the line is Cole Becker. First one up is good. Ties it up at 26. Three for three. Second one up is in and out, no good. Tap up almost goes in. But the rebound to Chambers. And Chambers gives it up to Wright. And Wright takes it across the timeline. Now passes on the wing to Long. Now Long goes outside to Chambers. And then they give it to Hansen. And he passes across court to Long. Now Hansen with it. His shot up, no good. Rebound to Robinson. We're tied. They give it to Becker. Back to Robinson. Then it goes on the wing to Cole Becker. Back out on top to Isaiah. Sorry, Gwynn asking for it. Now they go inside to Gwynn. He puts it up. Can't get it to go. He wanted a foul, but no foul. Rebound to Chambers. Chambers puts it in the hands of Wright. With 1:47 to go. Now driving inside, can't get it to go. Second one up is good by Klosky. To make it 28-26, Wauwatosa West. Isaiah Robinson to Becker. Back to Becker. His three-pointer is good. Cam Becker with the three-pointer to make it 29-28. Here comes the Trojans with the basketball. As it was Wright giving it to Long. Back on the wing and back out on top. And it goes back into the hands of Long. And now we have a foul coming up, I think, or a timeout.
Number 10, Stephen Wright, his first 18th foul.
So a timeout. We'll keep it here. Timeout called by Wauwatosa West.
Dick, while we got the time here, we'll go scoring. Leading the way for the Trojans, 13 points, Klosky. Brown has 10. Hansen has 3, Long has 2. And for the Park Panthers, leading the way, Robinson with 9, Moss with 7, Cam Becker with 4, Cole Becker with 3, Zari Gwynn with 4.
So that's where we're at with 1:03 to go, 63 seconds to go in our first half, 29-28. Park with that slim lead. And again, just waiting for time to come back in. It's interesting you made that comment, Dylan, about filling in here at the Kohl Center. Now you look across, it's filled.
Yeah. I'd say the place is, the first and second floor are at least three quarters of the way.
Yep.
30 seconds timeout for the Trojans.
They took the timeout there, or they took the foul away there, Dick. They said the timeout was prior to the foul.
Okay.
And the Isaiah Robinson set another Division II state record. 10 steals in a tournament. He eclipsed Mark Logren's record of Greendale from 1995. The record for all divisions is 17 in a single tournament set by Jonte Flowers of Madison LaFayette in 2002.
Okay. So Roman Long, the inbound for the Wauwatosa West Trojans. And gets it in to Wright. Steven Wright back to Long. Then they go across court to Wright with 50 seconds to go. Then he passes across court to Chambers. And then Chambers goes to Wright. Could be playing for the last shot unless they get an uncontested layup. Long now. He gave it up. Now it's into the hands of Chambers. Then Chambers goes to Magnum, who's in. Kaysen Magnum, the sophomore. 6'5". And now Wright backs it out again with 15 seconds to go. And we're under 10. Comes inside, puts it up, blocked. And it'll stay with the Trojans with 3 seconds to go. Casey Robbins cannot believe it. Replay doesn't show what the officials are showing, but so you got to think an alley-oop here. And there it is, and it's good. I thought it would be. Klosky with that basket. The leap and jump, and he scored. So that's the end of our first half of play with our score. Wauwatosa West 30, Racine Park 29. We'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to high school state championship basketball on DG Sports.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
All right, thanks, Dylan. We're at halftime here, 30-29, Wauwatosa West with the lead in that drought, that two-minute, almost three-minute drought for Park really affected the way they have played.
And that's something that we've seen multiple times from them this year. They kind of all of a sudden start living and dying by the three instead of getting presence inside, which they've done successfully. They start living and dying by the three, and that's where we've seen them have scoring droughts many times throughout the regular season and even into the sectionals that we covered.
And again, Jackson Moss being out, that definitely affected them too, but I believe he's only got two fouls, not three, where Jaylen Brown's got three. I believe Moss only has the two. Or am I wrong?
No, you're right. Coach Robbins made sure to pull him out before he picked up his third foul. So Moss and Cam Becker both have two for Park.
So you can expect Jackson Moss to come in right away when we come back from halftime. But again, three champions have been crowned. We'll mention them again for you. In Division 5, it was Cochran Fountain City winning the Division 5 title. It was Aquinas winning the Division 4 title. And in the game we got up here to watch, Milwaukee Academy of Science finally delivered and got the D3 title. That's the good news for Milwaukee Academy of Science. Tell our listeners what the bad news is.
Well, the bad news is that they hit the competitive balance point total, so they'll be going from Division 3 up to Division 2 next year. But if you get a state championship,
why not?
I don't think any of them will be complaining until playoff time when they get into that tougher division there.
And we got another good one coming up after this one, when Wisconsin Lutheran will go against the number 2 seed, Wanakee, and as Dylan said earlier in our broadcast. Well, correction, they'll be going against Marshfield.
Yeah, Wanakee and Marshfield, that was a crazy game last night. Marshfield ended up winning, I think, by 6 or 8, something like that. Wanakee was definitely not happy about that, and a little bit of a upset, if you will.
Yeah. So, yes, I was saying Wanakee. I should have been saying Marshfield, because I knew I was watching some of that game, and it was a crazy game. But that'll be coming up after this game. And Coach Walls, that I can tell you, from Wisconsin Lutheran, will be trying to now win the Division I title after winning the Division II title last year.
It's funny, Dick, we've watched so much basketball this weekend. A lot of these games are starting to all blend together.
Yeah.
We've been fortunate enough to be able to come early and watch a lot of these very good games. So it's been a fun weekend here in Madison with you, Dick.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and long season, though. Long, exciting. It was exciting, but we had some long drives in there with some of that weather.
Yeah, between football getting a team to state and basketball getting two teams to state, our seasons definitely blended together versus getting that little bit of 2-3 week break between the two. I think we had 6 days, 5 days, something like that. And we're going right back into basketball. So luckily we'll get, you know, 4 or 5 months off here. But it's been a long basketball season. We've covered a lot of teams, including a couple drives to Kenosha, down to Wilmot High School. But it's been a fun year.
It sure has. And looking forward to next year, there's a lot to be excited about. We could be back here next year again with the some of the talent that's coming back on some of the teams. Racine Lutheran, they'll be solid again. Racine St. Catharines, they return all 5 starters from a team that shared the conference title with Racine Lutheran. And then you got Waterford. They returned 3 starters from that team that was within 1 game of going to state. So you got some go. And again, in the Prairie School, let's not forget them, as they'll play up against Division 2 and 3 teams all year. And then they'll drop to Division 4. And they should be stronger next year with that team.
Yeah, and as we mentioned with Waterford, MAS will be going into that subsectional.
Oh,
so MAS is going to be losing, obviously, a lot with 4 Division 1 starters on their team. But that's definitely a huge component as well that they're going up into Division 2. And we'll have to, my guess would be they're in the same subsectional as Waterford.
I would think they would be, yeah. So the Park Panthers have made their way back onto the floor with 2:22 to go. And waiting for the Trojans to come back onto the floor. But again, the Panthers trail by 1. They'll have the first possession of our second half. 30-29 is our score. And let's take a moment to hear one more public announcement sponsored by the WIAA.
Why is interscholastic sportsmanship considered the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students and life lessons, important teamwork, accountability, and perseverance lessons. High school sports are so much more than a game or a source of entertainment. They're about developing the whole person. That's why we consider them an essential part of every student's education. Parents, encourage your students to participate in the last classroom of the day, interscholastic sports. This was a message from the WIAA and DG Sports, keeping education in sports.
All right, 30-29. We got a minute to go here in halftime, and then we'll get it underway. First possession. Actually, they changed the arrow now. They got it pointing towards. And we did. The arrow was the other way. Now it's pointing towards the Trojans. So we got to guess they're going to get the ball to start the second half.
Yep. The Park Panthers, Dick, they're shooting 42%, 11 for 26. Tosa East, they're shooting 13 for 28. From three-point land, Park is 40%. They're 4 for 10. Tosa East, 1 for 5, a measly 20%.
Yep, okay.
Are you ready for the second half?
Yes, we are. So, Wauwatosa West, they inbound the ball. And I would think their starters will be back. And yes, Jaylen Brown is back in there with the 3 fouls. And they got Gwynn on him. So it'll be Chambers to inbound. And he inbounds it to Hennings. Hennings gets it across the timeline, being guarded by Robinson. Now they throw it inside to Brown. Brown puts it up, no good. Foul immediately. And let's see who they're working on. It's on Betker. That's his third. So Brown at the line to shoot two can make it a three-point advantage for the Trojans. First one up is good. He's 2 for 3. Second one up, also good. 32-29 now. While with Tulsa West with a three-point lead. As Robinson brings it across, comes inside, then dumps it out to Betker. Then Betker shoots it out to his brother. And then it comes back to Cole. And then Cole gives it to Moss. Moss gives it up to Robinson, trying to come inside, puts it up. Too hard, no good. And the rebound to Brown coming all the way down, then dumps it off to Hennings. And then Hennings gives it up to Hansen. Brown had the three-pointer. He passed it up. Now comes back to Brown on the wing. And they go out on, back out on top to Chambers. Now it's in the hands of Hansen. Now Brown has it taken away. Down to Jackson Moss, and he scores to make it 32-31. Brown had no answer but to let them go and not risk a foul. So it's 32-31 now. Hansen with the basketball. Gives it up to Brown. Brown comes inside. Ben's got to give it back outside to Hansen. Now it's taken away by Isaiah Robinson, coming all the way down, puts it up and scores. Isaiah Robinson to give them the lead back at 33-32. Coming all the way down, shoveling it off to Klosky. And they take the lead back at 34-33. Here comes the Panthers, 15:50 to play in regulation. Robinson drives all the way in, uncontested, to take the lead back at 35-34. Back and forth we go. They get it up quickly. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. Airballed. But Hansen gets the rebound, and they're going to have another try at it. Now they put it into the hands of Hansen on the wing. Then he gives it up to Hennings. Now Brown has it, almost had it taken away again. And he double dribbled. A double dribble. So Park to inbound now with that 1-point lead. And we're down to 15 to play in regulation. Isaiah Robinson back out to Betker at the top of the key. Now Robinson on a wing has it taken away. He wanted to throw it over to Betker, and then it's knocked out of bounds by Isaiah.
Timeout on the floor.
So we got another floor timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state championship basketball on DG Sports.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
We'll back to live action here, 35-34. Trojans inbound. They trail by one. Hanson inbound. Inbounds to Brown. Brown goes to Long. And then we have a foul coming up. Is this... It's on Robinson, his first. So Brown to inbound. Gets it in. Brown coming inside. Puts it up. Too hard, but put back by Klosky. The two-handed jam is good to make it 36-35. Here comes the Panthers with it now. They get it down to Gwynn down low. Gwynn pull-up shot is no good. Tap up. It's good. Jackson Moss with the putback tip is good. And it's 37-36. Racine Park. Now on the drive, it's Chambers. He almost loses it. Now gets it back out. Now here's a three-pointer that is no good. And the rebound to Robinson. Coming down quickly to Zari Gwynn. He'll put it up and score. Zari Gwynn with the two, and it's 39-36, Racine Park. 13:50 to go. Here's Brown now on the drive. Brown with the floater. That's no good. Another rebound to the Panthers. Zari Gwynn being double-teamed, and they're going to call a foul. Let's see who they call it on. Okay, it's on Klosky, so Klosky and Brown both have three.
Stephen White is in for the Chargers.
So Long checks out. And Wright checks back in. For the Trojans. As Robinson brings it back. Now on the wing, it's Zari Gwynn. Turnaround by Gwynn is good. Zari Gwynn with the turnaround off the glass to make it 41-36. Park with the lead. Here's the Trojans now. It's Brown as he passes over to Wright at the top of the key. He goes across court to Chambers. And then they go on the wing to Wright. Now working down low was Brown, and he throws it back out. Then coming inside, putting a shot up, that's good. And that's Klosky. Klosky with the basket to make it 41-38. Racine Park, 12:40 to go. They go down low to Chambers. He puts up a wild shot, slipped on the floor. No foul. And here comes Brown the other way for the Trojans. Brown on the drive. Kicks it out to Chambers. Then Hanson touched it. Then it comes back to Brown. Brown pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. And we got a foul coming up. It's going to be on Chambers. That's his second. Team second. So Park to inbound. They lead by three, I should say. As Robinson walks it up at the 12-minute mark. Passes over to Gwynn. Gwynn again on the drive. He's going to put it up and score. Zari Gwynn again. 43-38. Gwynn with 10. Now they got Wright trapped.
Timeout.
And the Trojans call a timeout. And we'll keep it here and go through our unofficial scoring for both teams.
Leading the way for the Spartans, 21 points, Klosky. Brown has 12. Hanson has 3. Long has two. And for the Park Panthers, leading the way, Robinson with 13, Moss with 11, Gwynn with 10, Cam Becker with 6, Cole Becker with 3.
All right, 11:44 to go, 43-38 is our score. Park with the lead. Trying to win their first state title since 1943. If you can believe that. All right, the Trojans will inbound, and they get it in to Wright. Wright now gives it up to Brown. Brown on the drive, puts up the floater. That's good. Jalen Brown with the floater, and it's 43-40. Isaiah Robinson will walk it up again if they don't pressure him. He takes seconds off the clock now. Fouled. Hansen's going to be called for the foul.
Fouls on the Trojans. Number 5, Jake Hansen, his first, third team foul.
So Isaiah to inbound. Inbounds to Gwynn, and he gives it back to Robinson. Robinson goes to Becker, and then Becker comes back outside and gives it to Gwynn. Gwynn on the drive, pulls up, shoots short, you could see it. And the rebound to Chambers. Taken away, though. Isaiah tried to save it.
Timeout on the floor.
And we got another floor timeout. So we'll step away. 4:30 seconds. You're listening to high school state championship basketball on DG Sports.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Listening to state championship basketball on DG Sports.
All right, 10:53 to go in regulation, 43-40. Racine Park with the lead. Basketball will belong to the Trojans. And nobody can get over that hump, Dylan. They get that 3-4 point lead, and the other team comes back.
Yeah, it's been a game of runs for the most part. Park has been in control 90% of the game. Tosa West has been able to get in front here and there, but it's basically been Park's lead the entire night.
All right, so Klosky the inbound. And he'll inbound it to Wright. And Wright being guarded by Robinson. Will take it across. Comes inside. Now works back outside to Brown. Brown turn. Looked like he was going to shoot. Then Klosky gives it up. Now they give it back to Hansen. And behind the back, putting the shot up and scoring. Is Klosky as he put the ball behind his back and took it to the ring and scored to make it 43-42. Park needs a bucket here. Here's Cam Becker for three. That's no good. And we got a foul coming up. It's on Klosky. That's his fourth. And the team fourth. So that's a big, big one for him to go out. They get it into Moss. He puts it up, and it's in and out. No good. It was down. Now full court pressure by the... Taken away by Isaiah Robinson to Becker, and he scores. Cole Becker scores on the assist from Robinson, 45-44. Park, here's Brown down with the floater. That's no good. Gets his own rebound. Ball's on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball, and that goes to Racine Park on the alternate possession. Checking back in will be Hennings for Wright. So Cole Becker to inbound now. 9:41 to go in regulation. Park with the three-point lead and the basketball. They pass over to Zari Gwynn on the wing, and Gwynn gives it back to Robinson. To Gwynn. Now they go down low to Moss. He loses it. And they'll call a foul. That one's on Jaylen Brown, his fourth. So Moss at the line for two. First one up is no good. You always worry when Jackson's at the line. So Hansen checks out. And Brown. And in comes Long for the Trojans. Second one up. That is good. So make it 46-42. Max Coggin, also in the sophomore for the Trojans. Oh, they found him. Easy bucket for Magnum. Magnum with the easy basket. He was uncontested. No one there. So it's 46-44. Casey Robbins not happy about that. He was not defended at all. Now they work it down low to Zari Gwynn. Back out to Moss. Moss coming inside. Putting it up and no good. And the rebound. The rebound to Hennings. Hennings now. And they get it up to Long, and then back to Hennings. Then they come over to Magnum and Long. So they got role players in there now for the Trojans. And that falls on Chambers. For an illegal screen pick, whatever you want to call it. At 8:23, look at the coaches working. He told them to get back as Robinson brings it across. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Panthers.
Dick, get your take on this. Any game but state, that's a T guaranteed right there.
Oh, yes. You are correct. Now on the drive, Moss gives it out to Becker. Back to Moss. And now they'll give it to Isaiah Robinson, and they'll start it again, the offense. Park with a two-point lead. Now they give it to Becker coming inside. He's got to throw it back out. Good thing it wasn't taken away. Now Zari Gwynn. And they're going to say it went off of Gwynn, and it did, off his knee.
Number 21, Jacob Freeman.
Freeman checks back in for Cam Becker. And the Trojans inbound to Hennings. Hennings passes across court to Long on the wing. Long brings it back out on top. Chambers Now on the drive. Shot is up. No good by Hennings. But he's fouled by Moss, I think. Yep. One. It's on Moss. That's his third. So at the line for two is Hennings. First one up is good. Makes it 46-45. 7:31 to go. One for one. Second one up. Shooter's touch is good. So we're tied again at 46. Robinson will bring it up. Now they tried to go inside, and it's going to go back over to the Trojans off Azari Gwynn. So the Panthers have not been taking care of the basketball of late as they get it into Hennings, and he'll take it across. Hennings then passes over too long. Then it comes back out on top to Chambers. Then they go on the wing. Now comes back out on top to Magnum. Almost taken away. Now they find him inside, and he scores. Magnum loses the ball, gets it back, throws to somebody, and finds himself under the basket, uncontested for a layup. 48-46, Wauwatosa West. Now they go down low to Moss. Moss trying to come inside. Now Robinson back to Gwynn. Gwynn coming inside. He puts it up. Can't get it to go. Went over the backboard. And here comes the Trojans with a two-point lead. And the ball. They pass across court to Long. 6 minutes to go. Then it goes over to Magnum. He's been instrumental. He's scored the last two baskets for them. Coggin with the basketball now. Gave it up immediately to Long. Almost taken away that time. And here they go again. And the shot is good by, guess who, Magnum. He's had three that way. And it's 50-46. Wauwatosa West. Robinson with the ball now. Gives it up to Freeman. To Betker. Now here's a shot up. That's good. Jackson Moss with the two. 30-second timeout. And a 30-second timeout called by the Park Panthers, but we'll keep it here at the 5:14 mark, 50-48.
Yeah, Dick, that basket there by Moss sends a 3-minute, 50-second scoring drought for Park. Again, multiple times throughout the night, they've gone on those scoring droughts and have really hurt them. Leading scorers for Park, Moss with 14, Robinson with 13, Zari Gwynn with 10. And for the Tosa West Trojans, leading the way, Klosky with 23, Brown with 14. Again, both with four fouls. We haven't seen them for almost 4 minutes of game time.
Yeah, you got to figure they're going to be coming back in any time now. And it could be now. Yes, here comes Brown. So Brown's coming back in. It's like they're going to save one for the other.
Yeah, I think they definitely need one of the two on the floor here in order if they want to win state.
So the Trojans inbound. They have a two-point lead. 50-48. And it'll be Brown handling the ball for the Trojans. Brown gives it up to Hennings. And then they come back outside. To Magnum, he's really hurt the Panthers. Well, they had a chance there to get the ball back, the Panthers, and they couldn't pick it up. So Hennings has it back. Gives it to Brown. Then Brown to Long. Just working a weave type offense now. The Trojans. It's on the wing to Hennings, and he gave it up. Now they put it into the hands of Brown, who's safe. Now taken away. Shot is up, no good. And it's going the other way. As that was Robinson that made the steal and tried to put the layup up. And they knocked it away, and it was inbounds. And the Trojans came up with it, so they still have the ball in a two-point lead. And now we're going to have a foul call on Boettger.
Receive hard fouls number 10, Nicole Boettger, his first. 14th foul, timeout on the floor.
So we got a floor timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state championship basketball on DG Sports.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
That's Roma Lodge, 7130 Spring Street in Racine.
All right, 50-48. Trojans with the lead. And the basketball. Mark's got to really D up now.
Dick, interesting stat. Park is 4 for 11 from beyond the three-point line. Tosa West 1 for 7.
So now you got both Brown and Klosky back in the ball game for the Trojans with 3:54 to go and a two-point lead. They get it in to Hennings. Hennings brings it across the timeline. Being guarded by Robinson. They go inside to Brown. Brown puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound to the Panthers. And Gwynn comes up with it to Moss. Moss puts it up too hard. Good. I thought it was too hard. And he ties it at 50. With 3:30 to go. We're tied. Here's Brown now with it. He pushes off Moss. And now Klosky comes inside, puts it up, no good. Putback is good. Very active, Klosky. Now they come down to Moss. He loses it. And we got a foul, I think, coming up.
Number 12, Jackson Moss.
It's on Moss. That's his fourth. So they're going to risk it. As they come down quickly, Braun has it taken away by Boettger. Cam Boettger with the steal as Zari Gwynn brings it across now. Park again trails by two. Robinson almost had it taken away. Here's a three-pointer. No good by Moss. And you only needed a basket to tie it. Now here comes the Trojans. Hennings had it. They're looking for Brown or Klosky. One of those two. It's in the hands of Klosky right now. And now he gives it up to Hennings. Now almost taken away.
Timeout. Wauwatosa Tulsa West. Full timeout.
So Wauwatosa West takes a full timeout. But we'll keep it here and we'll hear from a few more spots from the WIAA.
There are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mixture of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel
WRJN Racine
and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they have seen the benefits in their own performance and recommended milk drink to others. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and the WIAA.
All right, 52-50 is our score. Trojans with the lead, Wauwatosa West 52, Racine Park 50. 2:11 left in regulation.